Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and this morning's conversation is with Norm Enger, HR Line of Business Director at OPM. Also joining us in our conversation is Don Shaw. Norm, what are the specific plans for the HR line of business in fiscal year 06? How many agencies do you anticipate will migrate to the HR line of business shared services center?
I mentioned earlier that we now have, five federal HR service centers. We anticipate that in fiscal 06, three agencies at least will migrate major HR functions to these shared service centers. I anticipate that the numbers will accelerate in the next fiscal year. So we'll see over the course of the next year more and more of the back office work moving from the agencies to these service providers. In the course of this year, we'll continue our meetings with the task force. We'll meet every month with these five providers. We have a council of the five providers. We also will continue the work we're doing to, in effect, define the solutions that we want to run at these service centers. I think that the work we've done in defining solutions is really key to the future, because for the first time, the government is defining what do we want these federal HR systems to do. And these are coming out in published specifications available to the private sector so they can build systems that meet those requirements. So we have a lot of activity this year to, in effect, move forward defining solutions. And I might add also in defining solutions that we anticipate that at some point in time we'll actually be able to certify solutions. So if a vendor says, I have a new HR system, it does this and this, we'd be able to take that and match it to our requirements. And then if it passes the requirements testing, we could certify that as a certified federal HR system. And that, of course, would wind up running at one of our shared service centers.
Norm, we spent a fair amount of time talking about commercial best practices, and certainly you have a perspective coming from the private sector. What emerging technologies hold the most promise for improving the federal management of human resources?
Well, I think that from a technology point of view, I think we're looking at knowledge management being one broad area. I think open architectures being another one, web-based services, XML, I mentioned this before. I think that the technologies that let us integrate systems more and pass information more easily and seamlessly between systems, all of this, which is really the keynote of the open architecture, will let us have more flexibility in how these service centers operate, how they communicate with each other, and how they're able to add new functionality in terms of new vendor software becomes available, and they can plug this in, if you will, and offer this to the federal agencies.
Norm, if we can ask you to look into the future now, what types of human resources concerns will face the federal government in 10 years and then even further out in 25 years?
Well, the federal government, as Linda Springer, our director, has said several times now, we're facing the fact that roughly 60% of the federal workforce can retire within 5 years. So you're looking at a very large potential for retirement from our 1.8 million civilian workforce. This puts great pressure on the federal government to do succession planning, namely to be training people, hiring people, to replace these people who leave, because they leave with many years of knowledge about certain activities and functions. So you have to have in place people who are able to understand that functionality and replace these people. So we're looking at that, which ties into the very important task of attracting talented young people into the federal workforce. It's very key that we have the ability to attract these young people. One step forward has been this USA Jobs site that I mentioned. We have to make the federal government more attractive to young college graduates and people looking for long-term careers. The federal government right now has an aging population, and in effect, we now really need some new blood and quality, talented young blood to enter our federal workforce. Looking forward, we're looking at a more diverse population, a more diverse federal workforce, which reflects the American population. The federal government tries to, in effect, represent the U.S. population, which is becoming more diverse. I think we're talking about what I call a blended federal workforce. We find that, in reality, most of your major operations or programs are a blend of both federal people and contractor. We're looking at a realization that we can't just look at a federal workforce, but we have to realize it's a federal workforce totally supported by a competent private sector workforce. So you really have to look at the whole picture. The blended workforce is what I call it. I think this requires a little bit of assessment as to the best way to deal with the blended workforce. The other issues, I think, are more general, like globalization. There are jobs going overseas. Software is being built in India and elsewhere. This does have some impact upon the long-term view we have as to what we're doing in the federal sector.
How will OPM need to evolve to respond to these significant challenges in the future, Norm?
Well, the OPM, as I mentioned earlier, is really the guardian of the civilian workforce. Essentially, OPM has as a goal to have agencies adopt human resource systems that allow them to build a competent workforce. A second goal of OPM is to create a work environment that people want to stay with the federal government or join the federal government. So OPM puts in place the policies, the guidance to agencies that lets them establish this positive work environment so people can, in effect, do their job properly and, in effect, be results-oriented. And the third part of OPM's goal here is OPM to deliver services that are both efficient and quality. OPM has major, major roles in benefits, retirement systems, health benefit systems, also investigative services systems. So OPM wants to deliver its services to the U.S. public very effectively and efficiently and cost effectively, and also to pass on this view to the agencies that in turn have to service or are servicing both the U.S. public and the civilian workforce.
Norm, on this theme of guidance, you spent most of your career in the private sector, but you've obviously successfully transferred to public service. What advice could you give a person who's interested in a career in public service?
Well, I think we have a significant situation now in terms of the federal government wants to be more like the private sector where it makes sense. The whole idea of pay for performance, whereby every year you put in place a plan which specifies your goals for the year and ways to measure your achievement of those goals. This is very much a private sector mentality. I think this will attract many young people who are looking for challenges, who are looking for accomplishments. The federal government offers individuals a chance to work on systems and projects that are much larger than most private companies can offer. I mean, you're talking about systems that affect millions of people, that involve billions of dollars in many cases. And the scale here is quite attractive, I think, to many young professionals coming out of college. This is a good time for a person to join the federal government. Hopefully, our USA Jobs website has been able to show people some of the benefits of working for agencies and working for the federal government. We have on USA Jobs numerous aids to help people who might have interest in the environment, interest in law enforcement, intelligence, whatever, military. There are numerous guides on the site that let a person put in their desires, what they'd like to see in a job. It will guide them to what jobs are available in the federal sector. I encourage young people to go to these sites, this site, and explore the site. We also have on the site a special area for student jobs. In effect, someone who wants to work part-time for the government can go to student jobs and find these part-time jobs. We also have something called a Presidential Management Fellows Program designed to attract young people into the federal service, a special program to motivate and incentivize these young people. So in summary, I think that this is a very, very good time for a young person looking for a positive career to consider federal service.
That's great advice. Norm, we've unfortunately run out of time, and that'll have to be our last question. First, I want to thank you for fitting us into your busy schedule today. Second, Don and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to the public and our country in the various roles you've held at the Office of Personnel Management and in the information technology industry.
Yeah, I would suggest that people go to the opm.gov website. There's much more information about my line of business or the line of business at the site. And also I mentioned the usajobs.gov website where a person can locate and apply for a federal job. Thank you very much.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Norm Enger, Director of the Office of HR Line of Business at the Office of Personnel Management. be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Once again, that's businessofgovernment.org. As you enjoy the rest of your day, please take the time to remember the men and women of our armed and civil services abroad who can't hear this morning's show on how we're improving their government, but who deserve our unconditional respect and support. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Albert Morales. Thank you for listening.